Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We invite you to check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. One in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. Many, as one in three women, will be assaulted by a domestic partner in her lifetime. 4 million. 1.3 million women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner each year. These statistics come from the Partner Violence Against Women in the United States program. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Dr. John Braccio. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm very good, Tony. Yep, very. But those statistics aren't very good, but that's a very sad element of family patterns and relationship patterns in the United States and in the world, for that matter.
I've got an unfortunate background in this as a stepfather. Submitted myself as well as my mom to domestic abuse. Dr. Braccio, from your standpoint, tell us what's at the root of this? What's at the root of men feeling like they have to be physical with females?
Well, I think part of it's entitlement. Part of it, I think, is often just size in terms of being bigger. I think men often have been acculturated or just it's internal, this need to dominate, to control. And often when there are issues and there are concerns, rather than talking things out, rather than trying to count to 10 even and walk away, it can lead to violence. There, of course, there's violence the other direction also, but it tends to be far more violent and dangerous and lethal when men are the violent part of the relationship.
And the reason we bring this up is because yesterday Ray Rice was released by the Baltimore Ravens. He was suspended indefinitely by the NFL after an extremely disturbing video was released showing the running back striking his then fiance in February. The grainy video released by TMZ Sports showed Rice and his now wife, Janae Palmer, in an elevator hitting each other before Rice knocks Palmer off her feet into a railing. And some months ago, TMZ video showed Rice dragging Palmer from the elevator at the Revel Casino, which is now closed. That's why we're talking about this. The men who partake in domestic violence, Dr. Braccio, how can they disassociate themselves from this type of behavior?
Well, part of it is the recognition that it's a problem. Sometimes it's seen as a natural consequence. Well, she yelled at me, keeps doing this, keeps doing that, and as a result, I hit her. Okay, part of it is to be away, Tony. I have a general rule when I work with people in my office. Unless each of you can guarantee that you will not hit the other, then you really can't be together tonight or ever, for that matter. If that's a question you always have to ask. And whenever I hear that statement, well, Dr. Braccio, there are no guarantees in life. And I say, well, you know, I haven't hit my wife yet in nearly 40 years, and I'm not really anticipating it. And it's usually kind of an excuse. That's kind of a statement I wait for to hear. Because if you can't really guarantee, barring some bizarre thing happening, that is just not going to happen in any type of a normal type of a relationship. If you can't guarantee you're not going to hit someone or someone might hit you, then you can't be in that relationship. But the thing that always amazes me is how people stay in these relationships. There's such low self-esteem or such a belief that the person will change. In this cycle of violence model, the person can be very, very good, astoundingly good, then they gradually move into this Mr. Hyde, this kind of real negative monster type, become physical, violent, destructive, controlling. Then when it comes to a head, if the person's leaving or if I'm not going to put up with this, then all of a sudden they become this angelic kind of a person, I won't do it again. So when I'm seeing the person who's going through the violence, they will say, well, you know, as an example, you know, he can be so good so much of the time. I just want my good Bucky here and not have the bad Bucky. They don't realize that they both are the same person. and that this controlling, manipulative, destructive person who can't control his anger, assuming it's a him, and there are a lot of pretty violent women too, Tony, but as a whole, I do agree it's much more of a male issue. But if the person can't control it, won't control it, and often they saw the violence themselves, so they grew up with it, they saw it, it's kind of something they're used to doing, they haven't learned how to control their anger, and that's when you need to have police involvement, you need to have just involvement to really cool the heels, if you will, of the destructive person. And in fairness, I've worked with many, many, over the years, persons that have used, that have done domestic abuse and have had to do counseling, have had to go to court, have spent some weekends in jail. And that will get the person thinking in terms of what they're doing, and unless they're just the type that can't change and often end up in jail or end up going from town to town, that will often help change the person, learn how to behave and treat people, in particular their partner or spouse, with appropriate respect.
Do most, half, or few folks who engage in trying to disassociate themselves from this behavior change?
I find a lot do. Some never do, Tony. Some people are so insecure or so hateful or have such a need to dominate and control that they're just not going to change. And some are very clever. They know the person defined, the victim, if you will, and they often will do just enough or know exactly where to stop or when to leave the relationship. Very cunning, very canny. I find, regardless of the laws and rules that you make, there are some people that learn how to bend them or learn how to find the right relationship, the right person to continue. It's really kind of sad. It's seeking out a victim and kind of controlling and dominating. And that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about a need to control another person. And if the person's insecure, this can lead to a lot more need for control, structure, and not to allow the other person to have much of a say or only have a say in areas that the person does not have an interest in controlling it. Pretty scary, pretty violent. And if you went through this yourself, you know what these people can be like. They're, to society, they may be quite a good person. But once that door closes and you're in that home, these become they make you fearful, they're destructive, they can hit, they can yell, they can have people go and pretend they're asleep in their rooms, they can have them leave their homes early as teenagers, far more destructive than a lot of people really know. And the amazing thing is how many homes that appear to be so nice and idyllic on the outside, the kids go to school, parents go to church, or they go wherever they're going, but there's a very, very destructive level of interaction, you know, in the home that can be physical, but it also can be very, very psychological as well as the physical. Pretty scary stuff. And I always advise anyone who's in a relationship that has these signs of hitting, of control, of manipulation, separation of you from friends, these are relationships to get out of as soon as you can.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WI. Let's learn more about this and about Dr. Braccio's work. Check out his website. It's always very interesting, drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Tony, always a pleasure, my friend.